Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. There is a path in the affairs of men. It is a hard road, well-worn, beaten firm, and heavily trodden by the millions of souls who have walked upon it from the beginning until this day. Its signposts are pride and greed, lust and envy, gluttony and anger and despair. It is a one-way road that goes nowhere, for it begins in hell and traverses the wilderness of sin and passes through the valley of death and returns from whence it began. And we have, each of us, journeyed upon it at different times for different distances. There is a path in the affairs of God. It is the highway of our God, the way that the pilgrims travel, for it leads from every corner of the world to Mount Zion and the city of Yahweh. Its signpost is the cross of Jesus Christ. It is a less traveled road, for no man may choose of himself to walk upon it, but God must put him there. And it is a two-way road, for the word of Yahweh goes out along it, and by that word Yahweh calls to himself all those who have ears to hear. As God himself spoke to the prophet Jeremiah in chapter 31, "My grace has found in the wilderness a people, survivors of the sword, seeking rest. Even Israel, who says, 'From afar Yahweh appeared to me, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore I have drawn you to myself by my favor.'" In our text today, the prophet Isaiah foresees the end time, when God will harvest for himself from the wilderness all those who receive Jesus Christ in faith. From all the nations of the earth they will flow, and together they will throng the highway of our God and join us upon this holy mountain. For this end time is our age, and we are among those whose coming the prophet foretells. Look around you for a moment. Go ahead. I know it's rude to stare, but do it anyway, just to satisfy me. The men and women you see here, within these very walls, are part of the fulfillment of this prophecy from Isaiah. The word of Yahweh has gone out from his throne and called you, and you have become a part of that tide of the redeemed that flows from all the nations of the earth to this new Zion, to this eternal Jerusalem, to the city of the light of Yahweh that shines into the darkest corners of the wilderness of sin and the deepest shadows of the valley of death, to this place where God himself resolves the conflicts that divide a troubled humanity and brings his peace to this new temple, this church of Jesus Christ. And the road of which the prophet speaks in our text is still open. His teaching still goes out from Zion, and the word of Yahweh from this Jerusalem. Through you, God still extends his invitation. Come, let us go to the mountain of Yahweh. For though we are in the last days, Christ still tarries before his return, so that we may have yet a few more minutes to cry out the a message of his love in the wilderness. And whether you know it or not, you are here in this place to be a part of the fulfillment of this prophecy. In the ecclesiastical calendar of the Roman Catholic Church, the 3rd of December is the day upon which the Church remembers St. Francis Xavier. Born in 1506 of an aristocratic Spanish family, Xavier became one of the 7 original founding members of the Jesuit order. To be honest, he probably didn't think a lot of Lutherans. In 1541, Xavier journeyed to the Far East, where he became the foremost Christian missionary to Indonesia, India, and Japan. He traveled constantly during his mission work over the course of the next 11 years, despite being almost perpetually seasick. The Jesuits credit him with converting over 700,000 people to Christ over the course of his 11-year ministry, before he became ill and died on his way to China to begin the work of evangelism there. Now, whatever you may think of St. Francis Xavier, and to be honest, there are some things about him that are not all that attractive, we cannot forget that he understood one fundamental truth that ought to shape our life and our work even as it shaped his. The mission of the church in this latter day is to fulfill the word of God which Isaiah spoke in our text today. Many people will come and say, "Come, let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob, so that he may teach us his ways, that we may walk in his paths." Indeed, his teaching will go out from Zion, the word of Yahweh from Jerusalem. Now you are Yahweh's agent, appointed to carry his teaching, the gospel of Jesus Christ, from this new Jerusalem to the ends of the earth, to extend Christ's invitation to every man and woman in every corner of the world, so that hearing the word of God and being drawn by his grace, they may come to faith, and by faith to this holy mountain of God raised up above the nations, and learn here how to walk in the light of Yahweh. Advent is the between time. I don't mean it's the shopping season between Thanksgiving and Christmas, although that's what it's become, sorry to say, even in the minds of many Christians infected with the spirit of our age. Advent is the between time because it is the time that bridges the theological motif, if you allow me to use such a word from the pulpit, of Jesus coming and his coming again. It is the great mission season of the church, for it reminds us, or at least it ought to remind us, that while the church prays, "Come quickly, Lord Jesus," God tarries yet a moment longer, tarries so that we have just one more opportunity to bear his teaching out along that path from his holy mountain into the wilderness and invite the nations to come. Let us go up to the mountain of Yahweh, to the house of the God of Jacob. And it does not matter whether you serve the kingdom of God as a parish pastor, or as a teacher, or as an administrator, or as a faithful Christian in some other vocation. This is what it's about. God has forgiven you freely in Jesus Christ and made you his own, so that with the whole church you might continue the gospel mission, bringing the word of grace into the wilderness and bringing in that harvest of the redeemed, so that all the saints who tread this pilgrim road with us might sing today and eternally as we have sung, "Prepare that royal highway, the King of Kings is near. Let every hill and valley, a level road appear. Then greet the King of Glory, foretold in sacred story. Oh, blessed is he that came in God the Father's name. Blessed is he who came, who comes, and who is to come, even Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.